أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويعذب المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات الظانين بالله ظن السوء، عليهم دائرة السوء، وغضب الله عليهم ولعنهم وأعد لهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا. We were discussing these ayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum congratulated Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the first few ayat were revealed in praises and virtues of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that Allah had placed the sakina, the peace and tranquility in their hearts. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have not allowed them to go to Makkah this year, the sixth year of the Hijrah. But in lieu of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthers the guarantee of the entry of Jannah. And obviously the Umrah Qadha also took place in the seventh year of the Hijrah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the munafiqeen, the hypocrite male, wal munafiqat, and the hypocrite female. One question may arise here, that here were the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the mukhlisin, they were the sincere believers. The whole issue of Hudaybiyah was regarding the kuffar of Makkah. It was regarding the mushrikeen of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah. But why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mention Allah's adab upon the munafiqeen? So what had actually happened was when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen the dream and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it to Sahaba and they began to prepare for Umrah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself prepared for Umrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message all round that all those tribes even around Madinah Munawwara, they should also get ready to come for this Umrah. But then the munafiqeen began to say that we are going, so to say, into the lion's mouth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to only take us there so that we will be killed, we will be massacred, and we will lose our lives. So that kind of thoughts that had come into their hearts, into their minds, it was because of that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions none of them came besides one person by the name of Jud bin Qais, who was a munafiq that joined Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks particularly about their adab here, and then the adab wal mushrikeena wal mushrikat, the mushrikeen male, that is the polytheist male and the polytheist female. الظَّانِّينَ بِاللَّهِ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ, those who had evil thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had evil thoughts about Allah Rabbul Izzat. They could not fathom the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat, the might of Allah, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَيْهِمْ دَائِرَةُ السَّوْءِ, so upon them will be the turn of misery, the turn of destruction. That now at this particular point, Makkah Mukarramah is in their hands and they have stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from entering Makkah Mukarramah. All Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba had intended was to make tawaf of Baytullah, to make sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and to make Allah's ibadat around the Baytullah. But they stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that on the one hand they had the authority, a very superficial authority, but really that authority will be taken away from them. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath was upon them. وَلَعَنَهُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed them. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for them the fire of Jahannam. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا, and it is an evil abode. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the junood, the armies of the skies and the earth. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz, is almighty, Allah is all-wise. We spoke about this ayat previously when he had appeared, that it may have seemed that the people of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in were all prepared to fight their way to Makkah Mukarrama. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reminder was this, that Allah has in His power the armies of the skies, the armies of the earth, all of it is in the hands of Allah. If Allah so willed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have used these armies also. But this was not the time. This was the time of a treaty. This was a time in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to come into this agreement with the people of Makkah Mukarrama, so that it will be of benefit to the mushrikeen, it will be of benefit to the disbelievers, the interaction with the Muslims. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the deen of Allah to spread. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Certainly we sent you as a shahid, as a witness, and the evidence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be on the day of Qiyamah. Wa mubashira, and a giver of glad tidings for those who had brought iman. Wa nadhira, and a warner for those who had not brought iman. لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ, so that you, O people, will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَرَسُولِهِ, and the Rasul of Allah, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, and so that you would help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so that you would honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and that you will make the tasbih and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, and this will be your work to help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to honor Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the bi'at, the sahaba, the allegiance that they had sworn at the hands of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ, certainly those who had sworn allegiance at your hand, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really and truly they had sworn allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it was your hand that they put their hand in, but the allegiance was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that some narrations say the allegiance was that we will fight till we leave this world, till we die. Other Sahaba had taken the pledge and they said it was that we will never renegade from the battlefield, we will never run away from the battlefield. Yadullahi fawqa ibadi, the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over the hands of His servants. فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِ, whoever breaks this pledge, then he has broken this pledge against himself. No loss to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. No loss to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatsoever. Allah has junudu samawati wal ard, the armies of the skies and the earth in His hands. Wa man awfa bima ahada alayhi Allah, and whoever fulfills the ahad, the covenant that they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasayu'tihi ajran azima, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a mighty and great recompense. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.